a big idea now. Pope Francis has taken the Vatican away from some of the more petty concerns of scandals in the Catholic Church to try and put the Church out front on issues of human rights, economic justice, and inclusion. Francis has become an instant global leader on these issues, even beyond the expected importance of a pope's messages on world crises and current events. But the pope recently entered into a conversation about war and confronting evil when he was asked about ISIS in Iraq and Syria and said that the aggressor must be stopped. The pope raises the issue of a so-called just war without clearly addressing the situation in Iraq and Syria. Theologians have noted that this may be a problem for the Catholic Church, an institution that for centuries has been giving its permission for various wars. Bob Maher is a humanities professor at Hampshire College and the author of the upcoming book Killing from the Inside Out, Moral Injury and Just War. He says the Pope has stepped into some very difficult moral territory, and the Vatican may not be the most credible voice to help us find our way through it.
There were three categories of just wars within the Church's just war tradition. Wars declared by God, wars declared by the Pope, and wars declared by a legitimate sovereign or legitimate government ruler. Of all of those, the most just, the unquestionably just or righteous wars were those declared by God and those declared by the Pope. The Church has for 1,500 years endorsed, embraced, reinforced the just war tradition, which I feel to be extraordinarily unfortunate because I feel the just war tradition was mistaken from the very beginning and has caused a great deal of damage, that it is essentially a lethal lie. And the Church is responsible, is largely responsible for its origins and for its preservation. I am hoping, I continue to hope, that this Pope will step back from that, that he will re-examine, reconsider, and hopefully renounce for good that tradition and the Church's ties with it.
Pope Francis, of course, is not an ordinary person, and what he says has a force of spiritual law, perhaps. I mean, maybe that's going too far, but it certainly has a lot more gravitas than just an ordinary person speaking. But it's also the case that combatants and veterans and people that you've spoken to have a credible and nuanced view of this idea of just war and what justifies or doesn't justify violence. Explore that a little bit with me.
Well, first of all, there's a very important distinction that I've learned not from books, but I've learned from working with veterans, because they are the ones who have taught it to me. And that is the distinction between what is necessary and what is right or just or blameless. And this is something that is discovered in combat, and that is that killing, and that's what war is about, that killing, while it may on occasion be necessary, is never right. I've heard this over and over again from Marines, from soldiers, from airmen, that they discover this. It is a contradiction for most people to imagine that what is necessary can be evil, what is necessary can be wrong, what is necessary can be anything other than right. But this is what our veterans are telling us. And the reason why that's important is that our veterans are coming back altered, they're coming back haunted, they're coming back darkened by what they have done. But what they have done is following orders. They've served their country loyally and bravely at great risk and at great cost to themselves.
You know, Bob Maher, you seem to have identified, it seems to me, the real spiritual opportunity here for someone like the Pope. Because we often hear the stories of soldiers and veterans purely in terms of their sacrifice, thank you for your service, that sort of thing. But it's this deep ambivalence about what they've done that's wrong that we don't hear. That's not what comes out, and it seems to me the Pope has an opportunity to reach in and pull that out and offer some real spiritual guidance that would benefit all of us. Do you agree?
I certainly do. The first thing we have to do, though, is listen to our veterans. We welcome them back. We send them off and welcome them back and declare them heroes. But we say all too often, thank you for your service, but no thank you for your comments. We don't want to hear from them. We don't want to hear their stories. We don't want to hear what they have to say. Those opportunities are few. For instance, one Marine veteran, Timothy Kudo, who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, has written and has said to me in a number of conversations that what he never realized until he went to war, until he was involved in combat and in killing, was that what is necessary, what he still considers necessary, and what he would return as a Marine and do again, is nevertheless wrong, always wrong. He says it's always wrong to kill, but sometimes it is necessary. And that that is the cost, that is the moral cost, that's the spiritual cost that veterans, that soldiers, that Marines have to pay. That's what we're asking them to do. But we have a moral contract, we have a social contract with them when they return to understand what we have expected of them, the price they have paid for it, and what they need now to heal, if healing is possible, from that.
Bob Maher is professor of humanities at Hampshire College, author of the upcoming book, Killing from the Inside Out, Moral Injury and Just War. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.